Blog Talk Radio.
For Prince TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. I'm so happy that you join us today. And, of course, like I always say, this is the day that the Lord has. Rejoice and be glad in it. And joining in us on our talk show today, you can also give the same number, 657-383-1974. And anybody that you want to come on our guest line, talk to Mr. Russell and Cindy, then you're available to do so because they have a lot to share with you today. And we do have them waiting on the line to come on. But I wanted you to know how much I do appreciate you joining us on our pastor's talk show. Now, not everybody on has been a pastor, but they have some ministry or another that they are endeavoring, and they have already started, and that's why I bring them on, and they have such interesting stories also. And, of course, we are gathering now, getting close to Thanksgiving, so I'm quite sure if you have someone, a pastor that wants to come on the line and we talk about it, feel free to give us a call, and you can reach us on at 310-703-4911, or you can call Punch TV Studio and let them know I want to be on the Pastors for Punch TV Studio talk show with your host, Joy Brown. But today, we have a phenomenal couple that's on our line coming in that I'm going to just read a little midget of their bio because they have done so much, but I want them to talk about it. I have Russell K. Tippett and Cindy S. Braddon are independent certified coaches, teachers, and speakers with the John Maxwell team. Cindy Braddon is an independent Les Brown motivational message trained public speaker. Russ Tippett is an independent executive coach trained by world-class coach Kristen Simpson. Practical Strategy Limited co-founders of Russ and Tippett and Cindy Braddon are international, domestically recognized educational program development experts. Their formal education, coupled with the combined 65 years of career experience in the field of education, are shared in this work, the Leadership and Personal Growth Skills Series. Tippett retired from Hawkins College, Nelsonville, Ohio, USA, after 35 years of service. Position served Senior Vice President, Dean School of Natural Resources, CEO and President of the National Ranger Training Institution at Hawkins College, Director, Department of Public Safety and Teaching Faculty. And of course, we have also the Leadership Recognition co-founder and consultant, Academy for Leadership Ability Organization, New Lexington, Ohio, Sando Resource International, Royal Bahamian Resort, NASA. so much about this guy, you're going to be so impressed about it. Bahamas Lead Instructor, a leadership trainer for entire management staff, Ohio's Governor's Program, Excellence, 1989-91, the Millennium Competitor for National Ranger Training Institution at Hawkins Technical College, Nelson, Ohio. And Cindy retired from the Hawkins College Nelsonville, Ohio. After 33 years of service, position served, presidential chief of staff, vice president, administrative assistant, foundation director, college-wide scheduler, teacher faculty, department secretary, co-author of the Academy for Leadership Abilities, the Leadership and Personal Growth Skills Series. What?
This is Cindy. This is Cindy and Russ. Okay, I think we lost you, so we dialed back up.
Okay, are you traveling?
No.
No. She just didn't pay the phone bill, Joy.
Well, you know that's going to happen then. If you don't pay that bill, they're going to cut you off.
Yeah, that's right. That's
it has
right.
always been Actually, a time when you really need to talk.
Right.
Well, listen,
right,
I have an audience that looking to hear from you too. Russ and Cindy are on the line, and we want them. I just was reading a little bit of your bio because I couldn't fit everything in. The little episode, it wouldn't take it all. It was too much. It was too much to bear.
Well, after all the stuff we've done, then where wouldn't fit?
It was blowing my system up. But listen, let's start with you, Cindy, first, and just tell us a little bit about you. And just tell I know a little bit about your background. I just read to the audience about both where you both retired from, but just go a little bit into that.
Okay. Well, I did retire from Hocking College, where I was a faculty member. I was in the chief of staff of the college president and in charge of human resources and in charge of all the fundraising for the college. And after I retired, I got more active into our company, Practical Strategies Limited, and we began doing some grant writing and fundraising because that had been both of our backgrounds. And right now we are developing personal growth skills and self-learning strategy programs for youth and young adults. Basically what we're doing is teaching kids how to think.
Awesome.
Hey,
that's
Joy,
phenomenal.
Let me jump in here a minute. Hey.
Yes, you can.
We're both certified John Maxwell coaches, speakers, teachers, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm not stretching this at all. Within 10 days of us being certified, we were solicited to go to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're in southeastern Ohio. We're down in the hills in Appalachia. But we were solicited for pay, room board transportation, to go to Grand Rapids, Michigan, Elmira, New York, Springfield, Illinois, Louisville, Kentucky, and Columbus, Ohio, to teach kids about personal growth, leadership skills, and personal growth.
You talking about Maxwell?
Say again?
You talking about you were offered that position to John Maxwell?
No. What I was saying is after 10 days after we got certified, we were solicited by schools to go in those cities and do that. And I'm telling you this for a reason. We've been on the road, our whole lifetime. We've been in, literally, Cindy and I have been in 25 countries, either separately or together and doing whatever we do. And we had just retired not too long before, and we were able to connect with a local pastor, a fellow by the name of David Couch. David connected with the local school superintendent, and you're where, in L.A.? Joy, are you in L.A.? Hello? What? I don't think so. Joy, can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay, you there? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay, so we connected.
I'm in L.A.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. Well, the reason I ask you that if you're in L.A. is where we live, this little school system we're in, there's only at most in K through senior and high schools, there can't be more than 300 total students. That's how small this is. We made the decision if those schools that I just talked about, those cities, needed somebody to come and address leadership and personal growth with kids, and that's what
wow.
It was that we decided, why don't we stay here and do it from right here? And that's
uh-huh.
what we have done, and that's how we happened to start writing the material we have, because we've both been in leadership forever. And, you know, I'm saying this because to your listening audience out there in L.A., it's interesting. In the process of writing our stuff, we research a lot. You know the actress Cicely Tyson?
Yes.
Well, Cicely, over the long haul, we didn't exactly know what we wanted to do after retired. And,
okay.
you know, we dabbled around in this and we dabbled around in that. And Cicely Tyson says, use your career as your platform.
All
and
right.
Yes, I'm saying that for your audience to you know, the Earl Nightingale in the 1960s, he wrote a book called Acres of Diamonds. And it was a story about a guy down in Africa that had they were starting to find diamonds down there in the mid 1800s. He had a farm. Everybody was getting rich, and he decided to leave and go buy
uh-huh.
his farm and decided to go someplace else and look for diamonds. And in the meantime, the guy he sold the farm to found one of the largest diamonds ever been found in the world in a stream on the farm the guy had just left. And
wow.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing Cicely was saying. Well, you know, look in your own backyard before you go you go looking
exactly.
for greener pastures. Maybe you just
right.
need to cultivate the ones you got.
Okay.
Cindy.
That's awesome.
So in the process of all of this, we got together with David Couch, the pastor, and we developed the Academy for Leadership Abilities. And
uh-huh.
these are fun, easy-to-use tools. They're designed to be used by lay people.
Uh-huh.
It's based on Judeo-Christian principles. It's a complete
okay, good.
Teaching system. It includes lesson plans, facilitator narratives, PowerPoint slides, classroom activities. The lessons are designed to be taught by lay facilitators in homeschools, charter schools, public schools, churches,
mm-hmm.
Native
okay,
American
yeah.
reservation schools,
mm-hmm.
within church groups, ethnic groups, community groups, any you know, youth-focused organizations like Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is develop youth and young adults that earn a certificate that employers and the general public are actually
mm-hmm.
looking for and are wanting.
Right, because it's a leadership program. Was that right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Joy, this stuff is designed. We spent 2 years in this local school I just telling you about with 300 students, but we spent
right.
2 years in the classroom with high school kids, seeing what worked and what didn't work, and how, you know, what we needed to do. And following that 2 years, after really studying, we've been in education ourselves for 30 years each one of us, more than that for each one of us.
Right.
But
exactly.
we're dealing with college age kids. In this case, this stuff is very specifically designed at the level for 7th grade through seniors in high school.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, that's a good age to start.
It is, it is. And not only that, you know, the school systems, it seems like it doesn't make any difference where it is any place in the country, that the schools under this core curriculum, is that what it's called, core curriculum? Joy, the reading, writing, and arithmetic that schools do, it's just fine. It's the stuff that people our age, your age, mine, Cindy's, and probably a good number of your listening audience, stuff that they learned at home, they don't teach that stuff anymore. And that's what this stuff is designed. Cindy, go run down the list of what the topics are. These are individual complete system programs. Go ahead, Cindy.
Integrity, ethics, live your dreams, positive mental attitude.
Go down a little bit.
Personal core values, leverage your strengths, personal financial strategies, decision-making, leadership, positive mental attitude, team building, relationships, equipping self and others, and
decision making.
Yeah, those are all of them. So, and these are actually the key principles, like leadership, ethical leadership, teamwork, positive mental attitude. They're all combined, and those are things that anybody that's in leadership or somebody that wants to be in leadership can get something out of. They have good strategies that can be used by anybody. And one of the unique things that we have done with this is because the government is wanting to have kids with disabilities kind of put them in get them in the community a little bit more. What we've done is we have kids with and without disabilities all in the same classroom at the same time. So not only do you have kids that are from 7th grade to 12th grade all in the same classroom, which they are never in the same classroom, you have kids that have disabilities, whether they be physical disabilities or other, you know, any kind of autism, developmental disabilities, all working together as a group and as a team. And we
so
found
are they all able to understand the program when you put them all together like that?
Yes, they are. And the neat thing about it is that you've got the high school jock or the valedictorian helping the other kids that don't really understand.
Okay.
Hey, Joy, what we did from working with these kids, that the 2 years we spent in the classroom with the kids were...
So you actually taught this first before you... Okay.
Absolutely. But here's what I really want to say. When you consider how small this entire school system is, we had kids... What we did, we would teach a semester, and then at the end of each semester, we would ask these kids. We designed a set of questions so that we were asking all the same thing, and interviewed them individually one at a time where they couldn't hear each other, and just ask. You know, it was really interesting to watch this. This stuff we designed was literally 7th grade through 12th grade. One of the it's my definition of this, but a young man, he was a freshman. He would have been a high level developmentally disabled kid, terrible home life. You know the name of that game. Just all kind of stuff going on in the home. And one of the questions we always asked these kids was, "What is there anything we could do that you think would make this better?" And that kid, I'm not kidding you, Joy, that kid said to me, he didn't even take a breath. He said, start this in about the third grade.
Is that what he said?
Yes, he did. He absolutely about knocked me off the chair. I'll tell you know,
okay.
Another thing, we had a young girl. She might have been a sophomore, but had the goth, you know, the jewelry, you know, in the lip and, you know, pin through the nose and that kind of stuff and all that kind of thing. And we were talking, and we're in the process of learning how to do this stuff at the time because, you know, you're dealing public schools and that whole deal about separation of church and state and all that. And I was I was talking about the Bible and the references that we use. The Bible in itself is the most complete leadership reference textbook we've ever found. I mean, it's obviously the Lord's got his hand in it. How can you have everything in life? There'd be something in there that refers to that. Well, we don't hesitate to do that. We tell people up front. So this day I'm in a classroom, and this young girl, she said, and there were about, it was a mixed group. There were four or five developmentally disabled. There was about 16 or 18 kids in the class, and they ranged from freshmen through seniors in high school. And, you know, I'm talking and doing whatever I was talking about, and that girl looked up and didn't bat an eye, and she said, are you going to keep talking about God? And
is that what she said?
Yeah, she just that straightforward, and it actually blew me away because, you know, we're talking about that. You know, we're walking down a fine line of separation of church and state, and one of the things we were doing was feeling that out, how we could present this material so it could present it in any environment and not get people in Dutch, including the school superintendents and, you know, all the administrators and that kind of thing. But that blew me away. So the result of that is we've learned how to soften that down and literally tell stories versus being straightforward, you know, being so hardcore Bible thumping, you know.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah, but here's something else we found. That same kid I was telling you about, the one that was high-level developmental disability, I asked him, at the time when we started this, it was all volunteer. And in the volunteer side of that picture, not only did we volunteer, those students volunteer. They didn't have, they didn't get academic credit towards graduation.
Okay.
They actually came to class during their lunch, and they actually had to bring their lunch from a cafeteria to the classroom, eat while the class is going on, and at the end, and get it back, and all that done in 40, they had 43 minutes total. Well, this kid, I said to him, the guy's name was Alex, I said, Alex, why do you bother to volunteer for this? You get that kid, this high-level developmentally disabled said, because I know I'm running with the wrong people and I need to stop that.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were turning his life around.
Exactly right. Well, now, you had asked Cindy how, you know, were these kids able to understand this kind of, you know, the development? We had a kid that was... He not only was mentally disabled, he was physically disabled. That kid ended up, I'm going to shift gears to back up to put some credibility to this. In Ohio, the Ohio, it's not called the Board of Regents. What is that? The thing in Columbus, the big expo they do. The Ohio School Board Association. They have a big expo in the summertime.
Okay.
And they have schools come in, and it's a juried kind of deal where don't just come in and blow a bunch of smoke. You know, you got to go through proof credibility. They had a waiting period of about 4 or 5 days before they got approved.
Now, this is for your program?
Well, for any program, for any program.
Okay. Okay.
This Ohio School Board Association. Joy,
okay.
I'm telling you, we submitted our stuff, and they called us back within 20 minutes and said, we want you here.
Wow.
After actually looking at the material, we were able to send it to them electronically. One of the kids that then, as a result of that, the Ohio School Board Association has outstanding students selected, recommended by whoever recommends them out of the school system,
mm-hmm.
the outstanding
mm-hmm.
student. This kid that was both physically and mentally disabled won first place in this entire southeastern region of Ohio as a result of being in this program.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious.
This is a young man who, at the beginning of classes, he literally had to have an adult come into the classroom because he was kind of hard to control, and they were a little concerned about having, he had a speech difficulty and that kind of thing also, and because of that he got very frustrated very easily. By the time we were done with this one class, he was standing in front of the class hoping to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We had a state representative come in to one of our state representatives came in and
mm-hmm.
and spoke to the kids and about his life. This young man jumped up and was asking questions and that kind of thing. And at his graduation, he actually spoke at his graduation.
Wow.
From high school.
And that's
from
because of this course that you got a tactical strategy.
Because he had been in this. It's been totally life-changing. You know, that's just one example of that kind of thing.
Joy, it's not just been life-changing for them. It's been life-changing for Cindy and I. Something we physically saw happen that the Cindy started talking there about, you know, the sports jock and the head cheerleader and the head choir, all that kind of stuff. They're in that same class with kids that were marginal, and it was interesting to watch them literally become friends. In the interview stuff that I was talking about, one of the questions was, you have any particular comments about this stuff, or they just guide us, help us. You know, we're all smarter than any one of us. We're asking the kids. And there were about, out of a class of about, in this case, it was about 15 students at this time, out of that many, 6 of them literally reported that they were able to meet and make friends with kids that they would have never had the opportunity to meet before
because
they were
of the program.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What we did, we modeled this after the old one-room school where everybody's in there together. Observational learning's taking place right there.
Okay. Well, listen here. I'm going to take a commercial break because I got to come back to you
guys.
Well,
that's like paying our phone bill.
Just make sure you bring you back on this line when I get here.
Well, get on there and give a commercial.
Okay.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world.
Designed that way for purpose, because the teachers don't have time.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our plight, afflictions, pressures, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant, worketh, achieves, accomplishes for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Okay, we're back on the line with Russell K. Tippett and Cindy S. Braddon, which is our guest. Yes, our guest today, and they have some interesting things. I'm just so amazed at the things I'm hearing. I feel like I've been cheated. I should have been I should be 19 again. But I know.
Let me tell you. We've come to conclusion before we ever got away from the college, before we retired, that part of what's wrong with this country is the stuff that we're teaching. The, you know, the core values that people have, the upbringing. It's all over the country that it's not being taught anymore. A lot of times, not in the homes. In the area we're in, we're in a poor area of Appalachia. And, you know, broken homes and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with that. So we made the decision if this country is ever going to be straightened up, it's not going to be because of our generation. It's going to be because of the kids have been taught, you know, to be responsible adults and credible. And that's how this all came about. Cindy, go ahead. She's frothing at the bit, Joy.
Well, you know, a couple of things I just wanted to bring to mind. One of the things that, because we've partnered with the Developmental Disabilities Board, one of their goals is to get people off of the developmental disability and get them integrated into the community. And this is one way that we're finding that will happen. And we specifically designed it to be used by lay people, facilitators, because teachers don't have the time to develop it. A lot of times they don't have the time to even teach it. So, you know, we've got a lot of people that it's, you know, adaptable, not just to youth and young adult, but people that are, you know, mature adults, people that have any academic level, you know, whether it's elementary school through postgraduate degrees. We have people that are local job and family services agency.
Let me jump in here. Hey, Joy. So we spent 2 years. We get out. And we're out, you know, doing the deal, developing the stuff and getting in the community. Right now, it is in school systems in southeastern Ohio, being taught to unruly kids. They're in what they call alternative school that have been disruptive in schools.
I was going to ask you about that. How do you get this workbook into our schools in L.A.?
Well, that's exactly what I want to talk about here for a minute. One of the things we got going is the Job and Family Services. We work with and through the local Board of Developmental Disabilities here They'll be, I mean, they'll be called that out where you are, but it'll be there. Here it's called, each county here in Ohio, there's 88 counties, have a board of developmental disabilities. Boy, my mind's just jumping all directions here. About 3 weeks ago, we did a presentation to about 50 school superintendents. Literally school system superintendents, not just a local school, but the regional
stuff. Wow.
And they invited us there to present. And I need to throw in something else here. David Couch, David, Cindy, and I, David actually came up with this concept of the Academy for Leadership Abilities. David and his wife served as Christian missionaries for 9 years in the country of Ghana.
Okay.
For 9 years. He is now the superintendent of the local Board of Developmental Disabilities in two counties, in Hocking County and Perry County. But in the meantime, I don't know if I know in some states it's called the same thing, but do you know, is there an organization, a political subdivision of government called Job and Family Services out there where you are?
I would have to check. I'm not sure, but that's what it's called.
Here's the reason I asked that. Job and Family Services joined with the Perry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, and they are help funding, buying the books for the stuff to be taught. In the meantime, Job and Family Services, as a part of, do you remember the name of that program that Job and Family Services have? There's a component where people coming out of jail, unemployed, drug rehab kind of thing, they're required to take a certain amount of classes, training in some fashion to get them ready for employment. Job and Family Services paying the freight for them to be in these programs.
That's awesome.
It is. The same thing can occur out there. Go ahead, Cindy.
And they are willing to, part of what they're paying for is the time
for teachers.
And like we say, it can be lay facilitators. We have people anywhere from people who are administrative assistants to ministers, to retired school teachers.
How about Morgan Devers?
And there is two people that have graduated from the program itself that are
former recipients of job, former recipients of developmental disabilities programming. They were in the program. Financially supported before that they got into this program, and they're now teaching this stuff in the schools.
And they're actually using your curriculum?
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's why we've written it, because we know that it's needed so much. And, you know, we found that, you know, a lot of the community organizations, because...
Oh, listen, any of the military service organizations, Vietnam vets, American vets, American Legion, any of those, include Rotary, Lions Club, those kind of things. The very reason they exist is to help people within the community, and it's a matter of just asking. They'll help finance this stuff.
Now, let me ask you something. Since I'm not a certified teacher, have my credentials, am I able to teach this?
Yes, you sure am.
You sure can. That you do not have to be certified. You don't have to be certified to teach this at all. Anybody can pick it up.
Yep.
At all, you can take one of our programs, one of our books, and.
Uh-huh.
just depending on the group that you're talking to, whether you were talking to a church group, because we've got a group of a church Sunday school class that is actually using our book.
In the Sunday school class.
The integrity piece in the Sunday school class. I have taught parts of it to in a lunch and learn kind of thing at Rotary at my local Rotary class, local Rotary group. We've taught it in a regular classroom. You know, the facilitator guide allows you to kind of tweak it to whoever your audience is, so that it's not it. And the activities can be used by anybody. We get the we provide the PowerPoints. There's also a participant workbook that goes along with the with the facilitated system, so that the participants have something in their hand to take home and can write out what they're wanting to do. You know what, you know, a lot of the things, so that it sticks with them a little bit more. So and right now the book, the Personal Growth Primer Volume 1 is available at at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, that kind of thing. It's available through them.
Prominent bookstores.
Any prominent booksellers. The actual facilitated, and what the primer is basically it's the first three chapters out of out of the first five books that we talked about: Integrity, Live Your Dreams, Positive Mental Attitude, Personal Core Values, Leverage Your Strengths, and Personal Financial Strategies, to kind of give you a taste of what it's like. And so that's available there.
Yeah, that's what I have. That's what you gave me when I met you.
That's what you have. Within that book, it also you can actually buy the full facilitated systems book and the participant guides from bookworld.com. And that's listed in, you know, in the book itself.
It'll be in the back.
It's actually in the front.
Okay, in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bookworld. And if somebody wanted to look this stuff up, Academy for Leadership Ability.
Yes.
It's also actually on the very back of the
Book.
Right. So. Okay.
But it's there.
Now, your son did the graphics on it for you?
Grandson did the front graphics on all of the books. And he is doing graphic design and that kind of thing. So we asked him to come up with something. So, yes, he's the one that did that, actually.
That's awesome. Okay.
By the way, Jeff would be... what, 20 years old now, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But yeah.
Wow.
And the other piece that is that I think is kind of neat is this: when the students, whoever, the participants finish it, at the back of their participant guide is an actual achievement certificate that whoever the facilitator is can complete that for them and sign it.
So
they've got a certificate, because people like to have certificates on their walls.
Cindy, we're around. I need to tell her something.
Yeah.
You know, you know the whole deal about
what they've accomplished too.
What's that?
So do you have online courses?
Right now, we don't have online courses. That's the next step we want to do, but we don't have them as yet.
Joy, I want to tell you real. I know we're running out of time. I want to tell you a quick true story about unintended consequences. We had a little girl that was a senior in high school. This was right when we first started. We'd been at it about a year, and she'd gone through in each one of these programs, whatever the topic is, there's a certificate for that. Well, she had earned a couple of those, and it was her last semester in school as a senior, and she had time to kill, so she goes over and applies for work at the Walmart, the local Walmart store. And local here is not local at all. I mean, you got to drive to get there. And she applied for that, and they had something like 228 applicants. She turned out the top applicant because she had a certificate for integrity, ethics, and live your dream. They hired her over the top, and she quit high school.
Ooh.
Unintended consequence. We had, you know, we didn't expect that, didn't want that. But hopefully she goes, yeah. Yeah, they hired her over all of those other people
wow.
Because she had those certificates. So,
oh, because she had the certificate? Oh, she showed
yeah.
that on her application.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
right.
My goodness.
Yep.
That's credibility
yeah,
right there.
Hey, by the way, we've got international stuff going on with this same stuff. The textile industry down in Honduras, in the country of Honduras, is interested in our material because of the one called integrity ethics.
That's wonderful.
I know. I'm telling you, the Lord's got his hand in this. It's interesting. You know, there's a when it's in the Lord's hands, you know, he doesn't do it on our time schedule. He does it on his.
Exactly.
But what's
right.
interesting is, the stuff is just unfolding in front of us, and it gets to the
yeah.
point where, you know,
why
what's he going to do to us this time?
I still needed to hear that. He's not on my schedule, on his schedule.
Yeah, well, you got that right.
A little bit long to do what you need to do with me.
Yeah, he's got a way of knocking you down and say, slow down, now you need to do this and do that first. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But
that is so
I tell you, Joy, seriously, it has been exciting to watch these kids develop. It's unbelievable to see the relationships between the tough guys, you know, the jocks, you know, and the band
right.
people and all that kind of, and the kids that are
exactly.
struggling along. They actually, by the way, the class in this thing, we encourage open communication, open discussion among
mm-hmm.
these kids. You know, a half a dozen of those kids have said to us, you guys really care what we think, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
what happens?
Yeah, you're not going to say that.
In schools today, Joy.
Uh-huh.
In schools today, they just cram stuff down these kids. This core curriculum stuff, we have school teachers
right.
talk to us all the time that they are so busy that they have to follow a schedule in the classroom. This is why the teachers don't have the time to teach this stuff. They have to, they'll have a topic that they've got to be teaching on Monday.
Right.
By Thursday, they prep them on Friday. They have to test them. And if they
all
don't, the thing of it is, if the kid doesn't pass, then
it's reflected on the teacher.
It's on the teacher. And the schools stop getting funding if the teachers don't deliver what they're supposed to deliver. I mean, it's a big political nightmare.
Yes, it is. They're just pushing them through.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be no different out there where you are.
No, I'm not.
You know, what happens is if the schools don't pass, if the teachers don't pass, the teachers get relieved of duty. The school doesn't get grant funding, and it's just a nightmare. So what happens is the school systems themselves are forced to teach those tests, and it's a sad
mm-hmm.
situation.
Oh, my God. And then, but the bad part is, because now the student doesn't feel adequate. He doesn't feel like
exactly right.
Right.
Hey, by the way,
that's... And then he goes through life with that on his shoulder, but thinking... He couldn't pass, you know.
That
right.
is exactly right. You know, one of the things that we've seen them actually blossom in is where, because the stuff is designed for open communication, and you know,
mm-hmm.
you know the kid saying to us, "You really care what we think." Basically, they're not. We're in a mm-hmm. in an Appalachian area where people are friendly and all that kind of stuff. They're pressed so
mm-hmm.
much on time that they don't have class discussions. And,
right.
And what has happened is these kids, because they're allowed to talk, they're allowed to give their opinions, and again, this stuff, Cindy and I, seriously, Cindy and I have have worked in 25 countries. That's not putting you on. We really have. And being in that many different environments, you run into people that their beliefs are 100% opposite of what
mm-hmm.
ours are. But but they all have a story to tell. The
mm-hmm.
basics are all the same. That, you know, they want their kids to have more than we had for, you know, we've had, you know, that whole thing. They want safety in the home. You know, they want secure work. It doesn't make any difference where you go in the world.
It's
kind of stuff is very basic. And I tell you, when Cindy and I run into somebody that they believe something absolutely different than we do, if it's worth listening to, we'll take note of that and research it and apply it where it's appropriate, as long as it's within the Judeo-Christian belief.
Right. Okay. That's good.
You know, the other piece that I just wanted to bring up is there's a lot of people that, you know, that have setbacks in their lives. Everybody does.
Yeah.
And this program
mm-hmm.
helps people to face their setbacks and to think and reflect about the choices that they've made and the behaviors that they've engaged in and how it, you know, impacts their lives now and has impacted their life and how it's going to impact their, you know, their future. And that's one of the mm-hmm. things, you know, by teaching them how to think for themselves and reflect on what they're doing, that enables them to feel better about themselves and to think about having a better future, which is what we all want.
That, Joy, that's one of the things that Job and Family Services people have put this program into their stuff for people literally coming out of prison, convicted felons and the various
mm-hmm.
things. And the comments we've got from the people there out of Job and Family Services, the people are saying, you know, I need this discipline. I need to hear this without being set in jail cell.
Right, because it's down to the basics. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's
listen, I'm going to take us to the commercial. But what I want you to prepare yourself to do so the people can find out how to get in touch with you, how to get this book. So when I come back, I want you to have that available for me, okay?
Okay. Cindy, you got it.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness?
What?
Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Okay, we're back. This is the Pastors for Punch TV Studio, your host, Joy Brown. We have our special guests here. It's Russell K. Tippin and Cindy S. Braddon on the line. And they've been talking about education and leadership and how we can involve this in our curriculum, in our schools, and, you know, get our kids on the right path of life. So you're going to give us how we can get in touch with you and also your website?
Yes. The best way to get in touch with us is my phone number is, this is Cindy Braddon, phone number is 740-707-7184. My email is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at practicalstrategies.org. That's practical, Cindy, at practicalstrategies.org. And our website is www.practicalstrategies.org. So you can also get the Personal Growth Primer Volume 1 from any of the Amazon.com or public or any other bookstore, or from bookworld.com. That's www.bookwhirl.com. So, but if you have any questions at all, feel free to give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. If you have any, even if you just have comments about what we're doing.
You there, Joy?
He might have just run off time.
I don't know what, I don't know how much they heard.
I don't know.
You tend to talk very loud on the phone.
Okay, you guys there?
You there?
Okay, because I had a problem. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm quite sure it still stayed on the line. It didn't disconnect you. So you got 1 minute. And again,
okay.
Is that phone number? You see, the phone number is 740-707-7184. And
correct.
And the email, the website is Practical Strategies.
Correct. PracticalStrategies.org.
.org. Okay, great. Okay, well, listen, I don't know what happened, but I got you back on the line, and I know we're getting ready to end this call. So thank you again for joining us on this show. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the pastors for Punch TV Studio with Russell Tippins and Cindy Bratton. And we thank you again for coming on the show, you two. And I hope that information will be given. I'll be giving out. I'll send it to your website so you can have that show also in your files on your Facebook. Till next time,
good.
I see you guys again on next Wednesday, the Punch TV Studio. On behalf of our CEO Joseph Collins, have a great day.
Sing unto